Hi everyone, welcome to the Learning Space. I hope that you are doing well and that everything is okay. Today, I'm gonna talk with you or I'm gonna share with you my favorite movie, okay? First of all, I would like to give you a summary, and finally, I would like to give you my personal point of view of this movie, okay? So first of all, the movie is called All the Bright Places, alright? Probably someone of you are familiar with this movie, or probably not. So first of all, Violet Markey, which is one of the main characters, along with Theodore Finch, alright? Violet Markey is popular, Finch is the school freak. They have different, different, let's say, problems in their lives. First of all, Violet had been not been the same person since the death of her sister in a car accident. Violet hasn't felt like herself. She doesn't like her old friends, her old hobbies, or her old face. Nothing. But in most especially herself. On the other hand, Finch have suicidal thoughts. He thinks about killing himself during breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He even writes fun facts about other people's suicides in his journal, which is called Doggy Hauser Style. Okay, so far we have that Violet and Finch are almost totally different, but they have something in common, that the death or the different well, in the case of Violet, the death of his of her sister, and in Finch, his suicidal thoughts are something in common, because the purpose of it is the death. Okay, along the movie we quickly learn that while Finch isn't great at taking care of himself, he's really useful in a crisis. He uses his considerable charm to talk Violet down off the ledge. And in this part, they start to talk a little bit. Soon enough, Finch and Violet begin to wander. Well, wonder, I say wonder because that's what they call it anyway. I think that it's not really wondering if you have a plan on a map, but it was nothing, or it was not going to be about it or something like that. Okay, together they see a lot of stuff, including to hump day, roller coasters, and the highest hill in Indiana. Okay, here they have to accomplish a homework, which was in groups, in Finch. Think in the first time to work with Violet, because he feels that it could be great, that it could be nice, that it could be something wonderful. So they had to visit two places, two historical places. During this travel, they started to notice that they have many things in common. Violet notices that Finch understands what she's feeling, and it happens the same with Finch. And old is like something really beautiful between them. They started to have a relationship in which they were take care of the other person. However, not only is beautiful. One night, Finch takes a bunch of sleeping pills. He changes his mind almost immediately. His stomach pumped. Soon after that, he attends a suicide support group in a nearby town to try to get help. And who does? He runs into bat Amanda Monk, his high school's resident mean girl. Neither of them are all that excited about it. In an unusual feat of humanity, Amanda tells Violet about Finch's suicide attempt, and now Violet's worried. Eventually, she confronts Finch and they get into a huge fight. She wants to help, but he's not having it. Violet tries to enlist the help of her parents, but it's too late. Finch runs away from home, but his family doesn't care. No one's looking for him except for Violet, and Finch doesn't want to be found. Secretly, he goes to see the remaining Wonders for his project with Violet. He even sends her texts about it, but she won't make sense of them until after his death. Yes, guys. At the final of the history, Finch pass away. Violet understood that probably Finch needs more help than her. So guys, it was like the summary to have a little bit about, or to have a context about it. And now I would like to give you my personal point of view. This movie is one of my favorite movies because it helped me to understand that sometimes we feel that we are not doing something well, that we need help from another people, but sometimes the other people needs more help than you. Alright, guys. So I hope that it was interesting for you. As it is usual, if you have any topic that you would like to listen in our podcast, please let me know. So it was all for this podcast. Bye bye, guys. Take care.